You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It is not quite bowl season yet. We'll talk about Iowa and Michigan coming up on Saturday in Indianapolis. Iowa and Nebraska will touch upon Iowa State's finale win in the regular season, as well as the weekend it was in the world of sports. All that and more coming up on a Monday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Welcome aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio app, the mobile app, and your smart speaker, as well as the KGYM stream at our website, kgymradio.com. We're presented by DePaco Community Credit Union each and every day right here on the Gym Class. Check them out online at dupaco.com. And you can check out more about them as well by going to our website at kgymradio.com. Great show coming up for you. As I mentioned, we will discuss at length the Hawkeyes getting ready for the Big Ten Championship game. Iowa and Virginia coming up tonight. The Big Ten ACC Challenge getting underway. Iowa State hoops, picked 10th in the Big 12, but 19th right now in the country. We'll talk about that and more. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And a big thanks to everybody out there for tuning into the broadcast. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass. And Mark, for the second time in the history of the Big Ten Championship game, the Iowa Hawkeyes will be in Indianapolis taking part in the football game. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope everyone had a good holiday since we last spoke on Wednesday. Yeah, not a whole lot has happened, right?
No, not a whole lot at all.
Strange set of circumstances in that Iowa-Nebraska game and circumstances in Ann Arbor. And, yeah, Iowa lands in Indianapolis.
Yeah, if you look back truthfully to last Friday afternoon, if you're an Iowa Hawkeye fan, at about 2:30, 2:45, what were you thinking at about that time and how that changed 180 degrees from what you were experiencing Saturday evening at about 6:30. And again, we've said it before, a couple different things. Number one, there is no greater reality show in the world than sports. It is indeed the world's greatest reality program. No doubt about it. And I think you can also say once again, when it is your year, it is your year. And I think both of those things certainly shined on Saturday and Friday.
Yeah, and I guess we have to throw in what happened in Minneapolis as well, right? Because that was a key component as to how things broke down and has broken down in Iowa's path to Indianapolis in the Big Ten Championship game. And Iowa, a double-digit underdog right now. But you know what? You can't win the Big Ten Championship without playing in the Big Ten Championship game, right?
Correct.
And 10-2, Kirk Ferentz is seventh double-digit win season. That's remarkable in and of itself. As you mentioned, first championship game appearance since 2015, that great game against Michigan State. After watching Michigan, the appetite to play the Wolverines wasn't that great, but you got to play the game, right? Yeah. I was playing with house money, right?
You're darn right they are. Very much so. Very much so with house money. In response to the Friday at 2:45, 34-22 saying, Friday at 2:45, thinking Nashville and the Music City Bowl. 6 o'clock, thinking Rose Bowl. Well, I don't know if it's going to be the Rose Bowl, but we'll see how it all plays out. It could be the Rose Bowl. That game very much is in play for the Hawkeyes coming up. 8186 says, bought tickets after the Penn State game to the Big Ten championship game. Woo! 319-366-1600 if you would like to comment. But Iowa comes from behind, somehow gets by Nebraska. Minnesota takes care of business against the Wisconsin Badgers in the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe on Saturday, late afternoon and into the evening. And now it's Iowa and Michigan. The Hawkeyes in the Big Ten championship game for the first time in 6 years. And they will take on Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines, who were very impressive, as you mentioned, Mark, in their victory over Ohio State, which I don't think very many people south of Ann Arbor, Michigan, thought was going to take place.
That was quite a scene in Ann Arbor. And I, for one day anyway, I don't think it was a fluke that Michigan won that game. But the outpouring of emotions by the Wolverine players and certainly the fans that poured onto the field, not all 100-some-odd thousand, mind you, but I have to wonder, as we speak on Monday, how spent is Michigan? Granted, I think Jim Harbaugh will refocus his troops, and, you know, they're playing not only for a Big Ten championship, but maybe a berth and probably a berth in the college football playoffs. But that was an extremely emotional game for Michigan. And for Iowa, you know, it all started in the fourth quarter. And Henry Marques, probably one of the MVPs of this team, an unsung guy who has been terrific on special teams, delivered a key block on Charlie Jones's 100-yard kickoff return 2 weeks ago, and then blocked the punt that opened the floodgates for Iowa in the fourth quarter. And, you know, just a, like I said, a weird, not weird, but an unforeseen series of events, because the block punt and Logan Smothers fumbles and Logan Lee falls on it, and Smothers called for grounding in the end zone, 2 points. And next thing you know, it's 21-21 with a half a quarter to go. And I went ahead and won 28-21.
319-366-1600 as texts come in. You can also reach us via the phone line at that same number at 319-366-1600. Yeah, and you talk about the fact that it, when it's your year, it's your year. Marques comes through, makes the block of the punt. Special teams coming through in a big way. Without that, I don't think Iowa wins that game against Nebraska on Friday. But not only that, blocks it, goes straight up in the air, an absolutely perfect bounce off the field turf right to a Hawkeye defender who takes it in stride into the end zone. Again, when it's your year, it's your year. Those are the things that happen.
A Hawkeye defender you've never heard of. A walk-on named Kyler Fisher from the mean streets of Farnhamville, Iowa. I'm not sure what school district that is, Scott, but...
I'll work on that.
Work on that, will you? But, and apologies to Mike Alas, who uses that mean street reference quite a bit. We'll talk to Mike tomorrow, by the way. But, yeah, a great catch by Fisher, carries it into the end zone. And it's 21-16 with, you know, a whole quarter to go. And then, as I mentioned, the grounding in the end zone and on and on and on. And Spencer Petras comes in the second half and leads Iowa to victory. He is listed number one on the depth chart today that came out from the University of Iowa. But nevertheless, we have a poll question at kgymradio.com regarding the Iowa quarterback situation. It's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team doing great work on that field since 2003. Who would you like to see start at quarterback for the Hawkeyes against Michigan? Would it be Spencer Petras or Alex Padilla? Go ahead and vote kgymradio.com.
I think everyone is just happy that Iowa gets a chance to play in that game at this present time. I think it's going to probably be Petras, but we'll have to wait and see. Petras taking some of the, I read earlier today, Petras taking most of the snaps with the ones. So I think that answers the question a little bit. By the way, Kyler Fisher from Southeast Valley, your 2A state champions this past year. Yeah. It was either I knew it was either Southeast Valley or South Central Calhoun. So one or the other. Both South Central Calhoun, a very, very good football program up in that neck of the woods. Southeast Valley with a future Hawkeye coming in next year, one of the linemen out there. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Yes, thank you, 4077. Farnhamville is one of the 16 towns in the Southeast Valley District located in Gowrie. Taught Kyler, great kid. Thank you for tuning in, 4077.
Absolutely.
We appreciate
that's a terrific text, and perhaps the first from Farnhamville to score a Big Ten touchdown.
Could be. The block punt never hit the ground. Well, it went straight up in the air, man. The mean streets of Gowrie, Iowa. Well, he's from Farnhamville, but we'll give Gowrie some love, too, right there. 7-12, once Iowa took the lead versus Nebraska, you kind of had that feeling that something would happen on Saturday to get them into the championship game. I would agree. After that happened and the way it happened and the manner it took place, did anyone out there think there would be a different outcome than Minnesota beating Wisconsin?
No, it kind of reminded me of 1981 when Iowa needed to beat Michigan State in the last game of the year and needed Ohio State to go beat Michigan to go to the Rose Bowl. And it fell into place. Art Schleister coming through for Ohio State. And while there were no, you know, Big Ten championship games back then, it kind of reminded me everything fell into place for Iowa that day. And it did as well this weekend.
Yeah, certainly did. Certainly did. 31-48, I've never cheered for the Gophers like I did on Saturday. Felt dirty. Had to shower afterwards. I think you were, I'm not going to say you were joined in the shower, but I think by folks having to shower after that game that were Hawkeye fans out there. And 64-29 hits the nail on the head. It's going to be a very interesting weekend coming up, a Friday and a Saturday as far as championship football. Chaos and disarray in college football playoff chase, and Iowa will have a say in who gets in. I am here for it. A lot of Notre Dame fans will become Iowa and or Houston fans for a day, as Notre Dame is suddenly right there as far as the playoff chase is concerned. So is Oklahoma State. And
yes.
Tomorrow night's college football playoff reveal is going to be very, very interesting to see how this all plays out. Does Cincinnati get the short end of the stick? I can't imagine how they could. But I am not putting it by anybody. Yeah, and I told you this, and I asked you this question about, say what you will about Alabama. You play your top rival on the road, a very good Auburn team, and you get the victory. However, you got the victory. You know, it doesn't matter. Look at Iowa and Nebraska. And Alabama moves down in the polls yesterday. It is a beauty contest, folks. If anyone ever had any idea that it wasn't a beauty contest, because Oklahoma State moves up beyond Ohio State, they come on. Really? Yeah. My thoughts. 319-366-1600. We'll see what
Alabama
happens.
Alabama should have lost that game.
Well, they should have lost that game, and Iowa should have lost.
Auburn made a mistake in a player going out of bounds, and it wasted numerous seconds, maybe not 30 or 40, but it would have made it that much more difficult for Alabama to tie that game up and go into that stupid overtime. Man, oh, man. Fix that, will ya? Please. At any rate, Alabama prevailed, as you mentioned, on the road. And it somewhat is a beauty contest when it comes to polls whether it's the media or coaches, but the College Football Playoff Committee is really all that matters.
That's all that matters, and that will be tomorrow night when that gets taken care of. 319-366-1600-0818. Iowa matches up well. Michigan will likely be flat as a pancake. That's going to be the interesting thing for me to see on Saturday night, is how is Michigan – you got to think no one's going to be flat in a chance. Michigan has a chance to play in the College Football Playoff. Michigan wins, they're in the top four. Are we in agreement on that, Mark?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, I don't see any way Michigan is not in the top four if they win the game against Iowa on Saturday. That's a pretty good carrot out at the end of the stick being dangled in front of them in Indianapolis. Iowa has a chance to help their bowl selection out, probably get into the New Year's Six, if that is the case. I mean, right now you're looking at New Year's Six, Rose, Outback, on the outside, probably more Citrus and Outback at this present time anyway. But I think those are probably the bowls that are in play right now for the Hawkeyes. Agree?
Would seem to be, yes. And the College Football Playoff's a far-fetched idea. I don't think people should really go down that road. But, in terms of, what happened in Michigan, what happened in Minneapolis, following along, it wasn't only the fans that were Minnesota fans. You saw Riley Moss and Zach Van Valkenburg and other players, putting on their, row the boat gifts and whatnot. And Jack Campbell is back in the Cedar Falls area, the Iowa linebacker, hunting with his family and buddies with one ear to the Minnesota game. And Kirk Ferentz having Thanksgiving dinner, a belated one at that, and with one eye on the TV at his home, apparently. And I think this might have even caught the Iowa team by surprise, because all of a sudden it has to shift gears. And I'm sure it did very quickly back into work mode instead of having a few weeks off before a bowl game. But just a lot of interesting dynamics that happened over the weekend.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Gym Class at 322 here on KGYM. Rose Bowl's an option for Iowa. Wouldn't you say, Mark? 86-99, kind of re-asking that once again. It's an option. Things have to go Iowa's way and have to play out a certain way, but I don't think you ever say never say never as far as, which bowl that a team is going to go to at this point.
Well, would the Rose Bowl take Ohio State or Iowa?
Well, if Iowa shows very well on Saturday, even if they lose an overtime, close game, whatever, last second, something like that. There's so many variables now. Like I said, it is a beauty contest each and every week. Now, if Iowa comes out and gets plastered by 20 to 25 points, no, Iowa's not going to go to the Rose Bowl, but it is in play.
That's yet to be determined, obviously, and it's going to be an interesting night Saturday. Interesting night Friday night, too. Iowa basketball team is in Indiana playing Purdue. Maybe folks going over to that area are going to try to make it a daily double. I don't know. But, a West Division team has never won the Big Ten championship. Yes, I know Wisconsin's won it a couple times, but that was when it was the legends and leaders. Man, do we miss those days. But three East teams have won. Michigan State, Ohio State, and Penn State have all won a Big Ten championship football game, Ohio State multiple times, but the West has never won. There's been some very close games. There have been some games that are not so close. And, I have yet to come to a conclusion as to how good of a chance Iowa has in this game.
Contractually, don't they have to take the Big Ten champ, if not in the playoffs, the Rose Bowl, as 86-99? I'm not sure it's contractually, but I think they try to do that. So if Iowa wins, there you go. Iowa goes to the Rose Bowl because they're the Big Ten champion at that point. A lot of people have Iowa right now in the Citrus Bowl in Orlando on January the 1st, not in the New Year's Six, what have you. Most have Ohio State and Michigan State tiered ahead of Iowa as far as that situation is concerned. Even if it's a Citrus Bowl, that is not a bad consolation prize at this point.
Well, first things first, going into the holiday or a break, I think most people thought Iowa would prepare for a bowl game and try to go 11-2. And now three records are in play, right?
Correct.
12-2, 11-3, 10-4. How does it end up for Iowa? We'll see in a month, right?
Yeah. Also on the text line, don't want to forget about our friends in Ames, 0978, asking what bowl for Iowa State. A lot of people are saying the Cheez-It Bowl, which would be an ACC Big 12 encounter. And a lot of people have Iowa State and Clemson, which some people thought at the beginning of the year possibly could have been a college football playoff or a New Year's Six game. Could play, but it's not going to be in Arizona. It's not going to be, and it's going to be on December 29th instead of on December 31st. But we'll see. We'll see. There's still a lot of things to play out. Still a lot of things to play out as far as who is going where as far as bowls are concerned.
No question about it. And we've got a slug of conference championship games coming up this weekend starting Friday night. And we're going to pick several of those on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 on Friday.
Very true. 319-366-1600. As we've been talking about Iowa, Nebraska, looking ahead to Iowa and Michigan. And we'll talk a little bit more about it after we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. We'll get to Iowa State's win. We'll talk some hoops as well as Iowa in action tonight as the Hawkeyes will go to Virginia to take on the Cavaliers this evening in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. That is a 6 o'clock tip-off or just past 6 o'clock tip-off. That'll be on ESPN2. We'll see if the Big Ten can fare better in this challenge than they did in the Gavitt games, which did not go well as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. And we'll talk basketball, especially Iowa State. What a couple of games out in the Big Apple in Brooklyn for the Cyclones. Pick 10th, rated 19th. I think that's all you need to know about November basketball, right? And I'm a college basketball junkie. I love it, but I think that's about all you need to know about November basketball.
Very true, and I think only T.J. Otzelberger maybe could have foreseen this early season success, but success it is. And I have to say, they look the Cyclones look very, very good in those. Two wins over top 25 teams.
Somewhere Richard Pitino is sitting back going, why Gabe Kalscher? Why Gabe Kalscher? Why couldn't have you shot like that the last 2 years? And Penn State probably saying the same thing about Isaiah Brockington, but he had some good games in there. Kalscher just really struggled. He was injured last year, but that certainly did not help. 3:28 on the Monday edition of the show, brought to you by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Going to send it over to Mark right now and get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And quite a few nuggets on the scoreboard today.
Yeah, I have to pick and choose. There's quite a few today, Scott. But we'll start with Iowa football news. Iowa kicker Caleb Shudak has been named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week after kicking four field goals against Nebraska. He's my Iowa Most Valuable Player for the Year, by the way. And Pro Football Focus has named Tyler Linderbaum, Iowa center, as its Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year. That's not lineman of the year, player of the year. Pro Football Focus analyzes almost every game that is played. Also in college football, Spencer Rattler, Oklahoma quarterback, has entered the transfer portal after Lincoln Riley left for USC yesterday. Rattler, a preseason Heisman Trophy candidate before losing his job. A lot of baseball news. Can't get to it all, but today Robbie Ray, Cy Young Award winner, has signed with the Mariners, 5 years, $115 million. Max Scherzer going to the Mets, 3 years, $130 million. And earlier in the weekend, Byron Buxton, former Cedar Rapids Colonel, 7 years, $100 million with incentives, signing with the Twins. And finally, Lee Elder, the first black man to play in the Masters and a four-time PGA Tour winner, has died at age 87.
Yeah, he will be missed. Of course, Lee Elder last year was part of the first tee shots at the Masters for the first time. He did not physically hit a tee shot, but he was there. He was injured, could not do so. Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Lee Elder, the honorary starters last year. I would imagine that Augusta is probably just going to keep it with Jack and Gary for this year. We'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, that's too bad. Lee Elder, very underrated golfer out there. I think five wins as far as his career is concerned, and just missed out on a couple of top tens as far as majors are concerned. But, hats off to Lee Elder, no doubt about that. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Kirk Ferentz is going to meet with the Iowa media coming up tomorrow. He has been on with ties to the Big Ten Championship game on Zoom the last couple of days. We will have audio from Kirk coming up tomorrow with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and you can check in on that with Coach's Cuts. It is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, online at ncsei.com. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. We'll take a break, come back, and have more for you on the Monday edition of the Gym Class right after this on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have some sunshine out there for this afternoon. Temperature is going to be hanging out around 50 degrees. We will be cooling down to around 30 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow does get a little cooler. The wind shift out of the north and west. We'll have plenty of sun around, but temperatures will be held to the upper 40s. Then we warm things back up on Wednesday and Thursday with winds back out of the south into the mid 50s both days. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First Forecast.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Often these beauties were received in a Hertine and Stocker box on Christmas morning. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, citrine, aquamarine. Colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. In fact, any one of these rare beauties would make an unforgettable holiday gift this year. So come see what's sparkling in those famous frosty windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish happy holidays to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And that's when I realized it's called a hamburger, not a handburger, because you carry it with your hand. I was wrong, people. It's like that time I thought I couldn't make the perfect app for football. I was wrong again, people. All I had to do was make a sportsbook app where you can earn season rewards all Sunday long. Nobody's better at bettering things than Caesars.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
When we first came here, we missed my food from home. I thought Jamaican food would work really well.
We're talking with Robert McLean about his big dream. Midwest One Bank got him started with a home equity loan, checking, credit cards, a commercial real estate loan, and more.
Midwest One Bank make it very easy for me to get a loan.
Robert now owns a restaurant.
And I decided to call it Island Vibes. And people line up, and they love our food. Come to Island Vibes.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. We are with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass here at 3:35. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Coming up tonight, we have for you at 6:30 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM, the Cyclone Sideline Show. As the football regular season gets wrapped up, they'll look ahead to the basketball campaign. Iowa State volleyball making the NCAA tournament as the Cyclones, I believe, take on Stanford in the first round of the NCAA volleyball championships. And look back at, of course, basketball. And on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up tonight, it'll be Monday Night Football, Seattle and Washington. In the NFC, a big game for the Washington football team, and that will be at 6:30 tonight as well. Also wanted to put this out, Mark. There were several all-freshman, all-American teams that have been announced over the last couple days. Seems like everybody has a team. Should we put out a team? We could put out some sort of a college, first team, whatever. But two Hawkeyes on one of the freshman all-American teams. Connor Colby, the freshman out of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy on the offensive line, and Lucas Van Ness, the defensive lineman for the Hawkeyes. So future looks bright right there. C.J. Stroud and Travion Henderson, the quarterback and the running back, and Braylon Allen, the other running back on those teams, by the way. Big Ten's plenty stocked with young people in the backfield.
No question about it. Great honor for those two Hawkeyes. And Connor Colby, just a few short months ago, playing in Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, will probably have an opportunity to meet face-to-face with Aiden Hutchinson this coming Saturday, depending on which side Hutchinson lines up. That could be interesting.
Yeah. 11:56, understatements. Iowa defense cannot start out slow, as it has happened a couple times this year Saturday. And Iowa offense needs to have a good game, not just a couple of good play calls. Iowa's got to put it together. This is a Michigan team that is very, very good. It is going to, I feel anyway, I don't believe Michigan is going to be flat. I don't see how they can be flat with the situation that they are in right now. Yes, they got by Ohio State, but they want to get and grab bigger and better things. No doubt about that. You mentioned the celebration, by the way. Better celebration. Michigan's after the win against Ohio State or Minnesota's after the win against Wisconsin when they had all the folks out on the field and played jump around.
Yeah, that was cool, but I think the one in Ann Arbor is tough to top.
Wisconsin is planning and plotting right now on how to get Minnesota back for that.
Oh, well. I thought it was pretty clever, actually.
Not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that that hit you where you live if you're a Wisconsin Badger fan. There is no doubt about that. That hit you where you live.
Yeah, if you're in Wisconsin, it should.
It should. 319-3, that shook you to the core. 319-366-1600. So we look ahead to Iowa and Michigan, look back at Iowa and Nebraska. Plenty of other sports over the weekend as well. We mentioned Iowa State, big win over TCU on Friday. And if you thought that Iowa State was going to just roll over and not come out with the intensity, with that this group that saw their final game at Jack Trice Stadium, and quite a group, no doubt about that. This is a group like none other that not only Matt Campbell, who was visibly emotional during the senior day festivities for Iowa State, but just Iowa State in general. This is a group that put Iowa State, I think, took them from point A to another point, point B, as far as the national landscape is concerned. And they went out the right way on Friday, no doubt about that, as they had a very convincing win. If that was Breece Hall's last game in Ames as an Iowa State Cyclone, he went out with a bang with the 200-plus performance.
Yeah, he did not go through senior day activities, but I'd be surprised if Breece Hall returns. I would expect him to enter the NFL draft. It could be wrong. But Hall setting a national record for most consecutive games, scoring a touchdown. And granted, some have been 1-, 2-, 3-yard variety, but not so much on Friday. Breece Hall was just Breece Lightning, right?
Correct. Very good. Very good.
I stole that. I have to admit, I stole that.
Oh, yeah. Very. It's still good. It's, somebody came up with it, and it was waiting to pull that one out. But, yeah, Brock Purdy and company, they're going to go to a bowl game. It's not the bowl game Iowa State wanted to go to. We know that. But tell you what, if it is Iowa State-Clemson, That's a pretty darn good bowl game in the Cheez-It Bowl. I hope that comes to fruition.
Yeah, Clemson has not been Clemson this year.
But they're playing better now.
Yeah, it's make it 2 years in a row that Iowa State will have played a college football brand name, Notre Dame, and then Clemson. And, this group is going to be remembered for some great things. I think it really regressed this year for a variety of reasons. Maybe the expectations were too great. The cupboard is going to be relatively bare next year. Although Matt Campbell has recruited very, very well. Last thing I'll say is I thought it was great to see Chase Allen, the tight end, catch Brock Purdy's last touchdown pass that he throws as a Cyclone. Chase Allen, in multiple reports, viewed as the ultimate leader of this particular group. And Allen even tweeted out that it was quite an honor for him to do so. So I thought that was a really nice capper to that game.
Yeah. So Iowa State will await their bowl assignment coming up Sunday. And UNI season comes to an end as the Cyclones fall in the first round of the FCS playoffs out in the state of Washington, losing to Eastern Washington. And a game that saw the Panthers get beat up even more. I tell you what, it wasn't what Mark Farley wanted, but A, you play in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, and that thing is a meat grinder each and every year. And good luck getting through that thing. And coming, not only doing that, but playing the spring schedule that you and I played, I think kudos to everybody associated with Northern Iowa football, because it was asking a lot. They went through a lot of injuries this year. They went through a ton of injuries in the spring. This is a team that needs to just sit back, takes a little bit of time off, get healed up, and then get back to it when spring comes around. Hats off to Mark Farley, even though they did come up short in that game.
Yeah, the state is blessed with three excellent coaches in Kirk Ferentz, Matt Campbell, and Mark Farley, among others. I mean, you can talk about the NAIA coaches and the Division III coaches, all of whom do a wonderful job. But you and I had its chances, did not make it happen. And I know you'll join me, Scott, and saluting Gary Rima in his last college football game that he's going to cover for the Panthers. Obviously a terrific career. I'm going to miss him behind the mic. He's going to do basketball. But you and I are going to miss Gary Rima.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Still be out there for basketball, no doubt about that. Hey, breaking news in baseball before the potential lockout. We've got all. You mentioned some of the free agent signings during the scoreboard, but we've got a big one right here. I hope the money's good. Corey Seager, 10-year, $325 million deal going from the Dodgers to the Texas Rangers.
Rangers loading up. Got Simeon signed as well.
They better get a few more, folks. weren't very good last year. Still time to get better. But, yeah, Corey Seager going to be a little different playing for the Texas Rangers than the Los Angeles Dodgers, certainly over the first part of his career as far as Corey Seager is concerned. So he is now a Dodger. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Tonight, Iowa basketball. Hawkeyes in Charlottesville, Virginia to take on the Virginia Cavaliers in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, which gets underway this evening with a handful of games. We'll go over as far as the schedule is concerned. It is certainly a Virginia team that has suffered quite a few losses over the last couple of years as far as individuals are concerned. Much like Iowa, picked mid-pack as far as the ACC. ACC, did you see that? I'd have to double-check with this last poll that came out today as far as NCAA basketball is concerned. But in the preceding poll, only Duke, the only representative from the ACC in the top 25. And by the way, Duke with a heck of a win over Gonzaga. And that was a good game late night, Friday night, Mark, as Duke and Gonzaga went at it in Las Vegas with Duke coming away with the victory in that one. But it's a Virginia team that got off to a very slow start. They are 5-2 right now, playing better as of late. A young team for Coach Bennett. And we're going to find out a lot more about this Iowa basketball team coming up tonight.
Yeah, first true test for the Hawkeyes. And Tony Bennett, a terrific coach, prides himself on good defensive teams. And as we know, Iowa's piled up a bunch of points in its first six games.
Leading the nation.
Excuse me?
Leading the nation, 97 points a game.
Yeah, and I venture a guess Iowa will not come close to that tonight. But I think it's a very good test for the Hawkeyes on the road, and whether it can continue its offensive ways against, you know, Virginia lost early to Navy and to a ranked Houston team, but has since reeled off four straight wins. So be very interested to look into this one tonight.
It's going to be Virginia's defense versus Iowa's offense and Keegan Murray. Keegan Murray, the nation's top scorer. Iowa, as I mentioned, 97 points a game. During this winning streak that Virginia is on right now, Mark, that you talked about, their defense is limiting teams to 32% shooting, including 15% three-point shooting. Nine of the last 59 for teams against Virginia. They've got a man in the middle as well. They've got a 6'11 post. This will be the first time. He's more of a defensive guy than an offensive guy, but we will see. This is the first time Iowa's going to have to go against a big physical post. And we'll see if the Hawkeyes can stop teams in the middle. And there, like I said, there's going to be a lot of questions answered as far as this Iowa basketball team is concerned tonight. And I think it's going to be fun to watch. And we'll see how it all plays out. Also coming up tonight in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, you've got on ESPN2 as well at 8 o'clock, Notre Dame taking on Illinois. And that one will be at Champaign. Illinois unrated right now, as the Illini struggling a little bit early in the season. Michigan barely in the top 25. The one team not struggling is the team I was going to see on Friday night, and that is the Purdue Boilermakers. That is a team that is playing excellent basketball right now.
Yeah, it's a really tough five-game stretch for Iowa. After Virginia, you mentioned the Purdue game on Friday, then next week Illinois, and then Iowa State and Utah State. Utah State 5-1 right now. That's going to be at the Sanford Pentagon over there in South Dakota. But Virginia, Purdue, Illinois, now a ranked Iowa State team on the road, and Utah State at a neutral site. Boy, I don't know what would be good for Iowa in that stretch, five-game stretch. What do you think, 3-2?
You go 3-2, I think that would be very good for the Hawkeyes at this case. But that remains to be seen out there. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. By the way, we'll get to this here in a little bit. But Iowa State, as thank you very much on the text line to Cyclone Tim, that the football game wasn't even close to Iowa State's biggest win this weekend. That was against Memphis. The Iowa State basketball team picked dead last in the Big 12 conference. Rebuilding, all new folks, basically. Freshman point guard. Two terrific transfers, though. Well, Isaiah Brockington, very, very good player out of Penn State coming in. He showed his mettle on Wednesday night in Iowa State's victory over a pretty good Xavier team. Jack Nungy had a terrific game that night, the former Hawkeye as well, with 24. But did not counteract Isaiah Brockington's 35 that night as Iowa State won. And then the Cyclones absolutely took apart number 9 Memphis. Now, Memphis has had a little bit of a history of being overrated as far as the basketball is concerned. Not saying that's going to happen with Penny Hardaway's team this year. They have all the talent in the world. That team has 5 stars up and down the line. But Iowa State played good team ball, and the Cyclones got a great game from Gabe Kalscher, and Iowa State took apart Memphis in that final on Friday evening.
Yeah, what I saw was very good defense on the part of the Cyclones, helping defense and scrapping on every rebound, every loose ball, to the very end. And that's credit to T.J. Otzelberger and his staff. Again, it's very early. It's very early, but very promising signs right now for the Cyclones.
It is. It is early, but if Iowa State can shoot it the way they play defense, they're going to be okay. Are they going to be a contender in the Big 12? We'll see. Probably not. I mean, you got Baylor and Kansas, certainly the top two teams. Texas is probably the third team. Texas Tech and West Virginia aren't going anywhere. If Iowa State can get 6th and make the NCAA tournament, and it's still way too early to start even talking about that, I think that would be a terrific year. It would be an amazing year as far as T.J. Otzelberger is concerned and this Iowa State basketball team. But they are off to a tremendous start. And as 0905 says, TJ assembled his team through the transfer portal and got all those moving parts ready to play cohesively. And that is a testament to great coaching. Wait until he gets recruits in the program. And, of course, he has Taman Lipsy coming in from right there in Ames next year, who may be Iowa Mr. Basketball this year. We'll have to wait and see. Now, it helps that he's in your backyard, but that was a good get. And that's something that Steve Prohm did not do, and that was get Iowa kids other than Xavier Foster, and that has not worked out real well. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up as far as the gym class is concerned for this Monday. Stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
In the game of business, it's all about who gets in and who doesn't. Because you have important things to protect, like your equipment, your building, and people's information. Level up your security with Network Computer Solutions. They're experts at keeping your data safe, and they can also keep your physical space safe. From camera systems and door access to 24-hour video surveillance, NCS will customize a system for the way you work. Network Computer Solutions, keeping your building, your equipment, and of course, your data secure. Visit ncsei.com.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit circasports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's here, the Menards Black Friday Sale. Hurry in for best selection. Prices good through December 5th. Protect guns, ammo, and other valuable items with a secure 30-gun fire safe. Get it for $499 after rebate. Save on a large 12-quart air fryer that has 7 cooking options. The perfect gift for your favorite foodie, just $79.99. Check out these and more amazing Black Friday deals at Menards. Available in-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you on the gym class at KGYM. More Iowa, Nebraska, Iowa, Michigan talk with Todd and Alex coming your way next. And that includes the 5 o'clock hour, KGYM's Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire Service with 3 locations in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. 319-366-1600. As we come your way on the gym class program on KGYM. And Mark, did want to get this in with the news coming out over the weekend that Lincoln Riley is going from Oklahoma to USC. And depending on who you talk to, folks are either absolutely shocked or absolutely dismayed or can see exactly why Lincoln Riley left. That is not for us to ponder here. That is his decision. Quite frankly, Lincoln Riley is going to have a much easier time winning a national championship at USC than it's going to be at Oklahoma after they go to the SEC, but that's just my personal opinion on it. But Bob Stoops is going to be the coach for Oklahoma in the interim. Very interesting move right there. Does this get the old blood flowing again for Coach Stoops? And if it's not Oklahoma, let's say they go to the bowl game wherever their destination is and look absolutely fantastic. Does Stoops get back into coaching, and does he get back into coaching at Oklahoma?
Well, is Barry Switzer not available or what? I mean, Stoops just said a few short days ago he's very comfortable in the television booth. But now Oklahoma wants to do a Barry Alvarez with Bob Stoops. We'll see how that works out. I perfectly understand why Lincoln Riley's doing what he's doing. He was not in favor of Oklahoma going to the SEC. We know that's going to happen unless the rug is pulled out from under that whole deal with Oklahoma and Texas. Southern California, they're going to, USC is apparently going to buy his house, buy him a new house in L.A., just shower him with all kinds of money and other things. And then the recruiting base that he already excels at nationally, he's got, a wealth of talent right there in his own backyard in L.A. I agree. He's got a much better chance to do something nationally at USC than he will in the SEC.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, Mike Halas will join us. Covers Iowa basketball, Iowa football, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Plenty to talk about with Mike. Looking forward to that conversation. We'll take a look back at Iowa and Virginia, and Kirk Ferentz talk with the media coming up tomorrow. All right, Mark, have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
You as well. Talk to you then.
Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have yourselves a great night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Gym Class.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries.